Rashi's Truma, we find the mitzvah of being in Beis HaMikdash. Everybody should teach. Kolish, she is benu liboy tikhu eshumasi, she take truma to him. Zoi sa truma she tikhu miitom, so v'chesed v'nechoshes, v'scheles v'argomon, v'salah shoni v'sheish v'izim. All the different types of materials that are necessary to build the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem asks the Yichuli Truma. We should give a Truma of these things. What's the tachlis of everything? V'hosuli Mikdash v'shochanti b'soicha. You shall make for me a Mikdash v'shochanti b'soicha. Take all these things and make for me a Mikdash. I will show you exactly how to make it. The mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. The Chazal say, "V'osuli mikdash b'shachanti b'soicham." Chazal tell us, "B'soichoy lo nemar." The Chaim brings it over here. So, the Chazal, "B'soichoy lo nemar." Ela b'soicham. Doesn't say b'soicham. What's the meaning? V'shachati b'soichoy inside of it. V'shachati b'soicham inside of them. What does it mean inside of them? Inside of them. Chazal tell us v'shachati b'soicham b'soich kol echad ve'echad. That inside of each and every one of us, the osuli mikdash. I will dwell inside of all of them. Nimsa, that passes from the Psukim, that the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash was Hashem should dwell inside of every one of us. That is the tachlis of being in Beis HaMikdash. When the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Beis HaBechira the halacha of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says, Mitzvahs Aseh, La'asus Beis HaBayis Lashem, Muchon Liyois, Makrivim by Karbonis, V'choyin Ge'ilov Sholosh Pom Bashon, Shenem of Asuli Mikdash. The Rambam's Ma'as says, that the mitzvah say of the Torah of building a Beis HaMikdash is to build a place, Muchan, Liyois, Makrim by Korbanis, a place to offer up their Korbanis. V'choygin Eilav Sholosh Pam B'Shan, and to go there 3 times a year to be choygig with Hashem, which is the mitzvah of Re'iyah that we're learning now in Masech Tachagigah, Shenem of Asli Mikdash. The kash is obvious twofold. What is the Rambam saying that the mitzvah is a mikdash to go up in Akrif Basham Korbanis and Choygeg and Bichoygeg there to Chagigis? The Torah tells what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is V'asuli mikdash V'shvachanti B'soichon. I want to dwell amongst them. So what does the Rambam say that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is that we should offer their Korbanis and be choygeg, and go up and be choygeg? That's the purpose of being Beis HaMikdash. The purpose of Beis HaMikdash is not that way. The Pasuk says, V'shachanti b'soicha. The higher the purpose of being Beis HaMikdash, Hashurash HaShechina. I feel what we just said is not only Hashurash HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash alayim, but it's more, it's Hashurash HaShechina b'soicha kol echad ve'echad. The question is, what's the yisoid of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? We see that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash follows directly after the parasha from Kabbalah HaTorah. Parashas Yisro, Parashas Mishpatim are the parashas from Kabbalah HaTorah. Right after that is the parasha from Mishkan to make a Beis HaMikdash. What is the connection also between the fact of Kabbalah HaTorah and the Inyan of Mishkan? Mishenichnas Adar Mabim B'Simcha. We're in Chodesh Adar now. We know that the halacha is brought down in the Poskim. So Mishenichnas Adar Mabim B'Simcha. What is exactly the kavod of Mabim B'Simcha? What is the root of the soul of Mabim B'Simcha? The Gemara of Emes in Tanis Choftes, when the Gemara describes this halacha, the Gemara brings it down, the Gemara says, Kishem, this is the Losh of Chazak, Kishem, Mishenichnas Ov, Mimatim B'Simcha, Kaf, Mishenichnas Odor, Mabim B'Simcha. The Gemara doesn't just bring it down as a Memra. You should be Mimatim, Mishenichnas Odor, Mabim. That's why everybody knows the song, and everybody sings it very nice, Misha, Misha, Misha. Well, the Maisa, the Gemara doesn't realize that what the Gemara brings down doesn't bring down in its own entity. The Chazal brought down that Kishem Mishenichnas Ov Mimatim B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Odom Mabim B'Simcha. What's the Kishem? What's the Dugma? What's the comparison? And why should we Mabim B'Simcha? And how do we come to be Etzem? The tafkid of these days is simcha, but a person has to be b'simcha. I saw it in a certain magazine, they said Torah Yira, supposedly it was a Choshev Yira, and Eliezer Gadzeller, he was a Roshiva, that was a Roshiva, a Chassidish Shiva in America, and then he came here with his Baruch Hu, he was killed here, he got injured, but he said over, just like, this was his quote, it's a beautiful statement, I had to say it over, Shema, it should be Ilan Shema's son, that just like in Chodesh Av, if we would see a guy being freilich, dancing around, making jokes, so I don't know, today maybe not, but in a normal play, normal time, you go over to this, I say, listen, you know, Chodesh guy, Tishabab, I'm joking around, cracking jokes. So you would tell the guy, you know, listen, calm it down a little bit, you know? The whole audience is going, I was cracking, oh, you hear the one about the two priests? It's Chodesh Av, it's for Tishabab, I understand, what are you? You know, what are you guys doing over here, you know? Making fun of a guy, clown, Bozo the clown comes in, starts dancing with a red nose, big red nose, giant. You see a Bozo walks in an oven, throw him out of the basement. What's he doing here, Bozo? It's not his art. So just like you would go over to that guy and say, what's going on, sir? What's going on, Mr. Bozo? What are you doing in Chodesh Av? What are you doing Erev Tisha B'Av in the basement, making late sonnets over here? It's Chodesh Av. You go over there and you would say something. And same thing, a person would probably go over to a person if you really had a feeling. So too, we said, that the Chodesh Adar, that if you see a guy that's mamish, like walking around, not a happy face, you should go over to him and be married to him. It's not a month that a person should be. A person in this month is supposed to walk around with a big smile. Avada, then his mom's coming. A person must walk around with a big smile. She was being over. Of course, must have a big smile. After Purim, we get to go home. But I should have a big smile. But the Etzim Rabbi says, "Mishenichnas Ov Mabim B'Simcha." There's a din. If a person should walk around happy, we should be happy. But the shail is because the problem is that we were not why we walk around happy. The same faith. Chazal intends that we have to. At certain places, they speak about. We see you know, that why the Chazal, because Mabim B'Simcha is there could be fashion in the ways that person is sameach. But a person has to create a massive simcha. You have to be happy. Uh-oh. I said the wrong thing. Arak, arak. Abo, arak.
Arak,
arak. No, but the person has to be happy. And if he needs a little bit that I emphasize, of a little schnapps, a person has a little wine, and I got some simcha, he should drink a little bit. And a little bit. Not too much, Rabbi said, but you should drink a little bit. That helps to calm him down and give him a little bit of simcha. There should be wine, but a little bit, Rabbi said, of wine by every meal. to have a little bit and drink and taka b'feila. A person has to be simcha. These are days of simcha. But the ma'aseh, we have to understand why we have to be happy. Not just, okay, let's get all happy, drink wine, do crazy things. Look at me, I'm stupid. That's not the eitzer, that's not what Chazal wanted. The Chazal didn't want leitzonus, they wanted simcha, Rabbi Yisrael. Simcha is much more pnimi. Simcha is much more real. Simcha is something comes from something much deeper than stam a stupid joke that everybody laughs at. No? Oh. Bekitza! Simcha comes from a feeling of something deep inside of a person for this time. The panim, the boysai, the face, is also the same word as the pnim, the boysai. The face is supposed to be a reflection of what's going on bifnim. The panim ubifnim is the same thing. The face is supposed to be a reflection be'etzem. The smile is supposed to be a reflection of what's happening bifnim. A happy person is a person that's happy bifnim, inside. That's just an exterior happiness. A simcha that a person is happy because inside he feels satisfied, inside he feels good. But why is that? Why should a person feel happy? You saw it, you want to say, the etzem, we find it interesting, Zach, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim ends, the last seven tough race Sadiq Sadiq ends off. It talks about if a person should be happy, should make a simchas in other next year Mitzvah Shem is a leap year. So other Alev is a whole Shaila. If in the first other we should make simchas Purim the same way, you're supposed to rejoice or not. And it ends off Toiv Leiv Mishti Tomid. Toiv Leiv Mishti Tomid in the Hanami. Toiv Leiv is Mishti Tomid. Is it need to have? So be a toiv leiv, be a happy person. So you have mishnah tamid. I always wanted to say that I think there's a deep connection. Why Shulchan Aruch ends with a toiv leiv mishnah tamid? At the beginning of Shulchan Aruch starts, Rabbi Yisrael. Because soif ma'isi v'machshav etchila. The beginning of when something starts off with a thought, with a purpose, with a goal. The goal is supposed to be the underlying theme of how a person conducts himself and acts, and where his mind is, where his machshav is, Rabbi Yisrael. That's where the person's head, Rabbi Yisrael. A person's machshava, a person's thoughts, where a person's ratzon is, That's where that person really is. Outwardly, the person could be in any makom, Rabbi said, but where his machshava is, where his ritzoinus are. So if ma'aseh machshava tchila, a person wants that the ma'aseh, he wants to have results. He wants to have. It's totally what the scholar. Where's the scholar? Where's the beginning? Where's the initial thought? What's his machshava on? If his machshava is on a certain thing, that will bring those results, Rabbi Yisrael. They say over, Rabbi Shalom Zalman's father, they say over other people, a married gesoid in this, that where a person's machshava is, that's what a person truly is. Yes, the Gevaldik Akasha, we find that on Yom Kippur, a very interesting Zach, Rabbi Yisrael. Leil Yom Kippur at Kol Nidre, Rabbi Yisrael, Kol Nidre, a person comes in, and he comes to Kol Nidre, he just finished seven different pieces of watermelon, big slices, heavy watermelon with his big, spitting out the pit, black pits, and he had like 40 cups of water, grape juice he told to drink, he had a big piece of chicken he ate, because it's not digital, chicken, and then saw a kishka over here, a little kishka, and he comes with a little sweet potato over here. And he comes in Leil Yom Kippur, he comes into Leil Yom Kippur with all the kishka and the schnitzel and the everything. Sorry before supper. But anyway, the ma'aseh comes in with everything and it's like, excuse me, it's like burping up the supper, you know, like cold, you know, like you can't control the watermelon's coming up, and Kol Nidre, and then Leil, and Baruch Hashem, he packed it in very, very nicely, because, you know, he's afraid that, you know, a little, you know, Avada, he's supposed to eat enough, but I'm saying, he's Machmer Chaz Nishir of Suda Samafsekis. So he packs it in like no tomorrow. And the Maisa, there is no tomorrow, there's no food tomorrow. But anyway, he packs it in, and Mamish, the Kishki's Mamish came out coming up. He has a Shiloh because he wants to hold it down, because it comes up and he swallows it against the Shav Yom Kippur. So the Maisa, he has to keep down the Kishka because it's coming up in the throat. But Kitza, and then Friday night, Leil Yom Kippur, he's there, Shema Yisrael. Baruch Shem, no, not silent. Baruch Shem, why am I like Malachim? I never heard a Malach burps up Kishka. I don't know, but the Maizi is burping up Kishka and sings Baruch Shem like a Malach. Moitzi Yom Kippur, after day of fast, Mamish, he hasn't eaten anything the whole day. He's Mamish been tears. And Mamish, his eyeballs are red from all the tears. And he has Mamish, a mound of tissues. Mamish tissues all the way up to the top of tissues, and his mamish, the whole day in tefillah. He didn't even go for the rest, the 45-minute rest that they have. He didn't even go for that rest. He stayed in the basement. He learned the sechta yuma mishnayis, whole day the kedusha v'taira, ne'ilo Hashem hu aliki Hashem. 7 times he said it. Mamish with mamish is bilis, and then ma'ariv. Shema Yisrael Hashem l'gezer. The guy's mom is the holiest. Mom is the holy of holies, that they say. Mom, she's wrapped in talasim with his white kittel. And his mom, and they're saying Baruch Hashem silently. The night before, he's burping up the kishka, and he's singing. What's the pshat? Zot the Leib Orbach. That they said, I saw it in Sefer. The other people say you saw it emerge because a person is where his machshav is. On Leil Yom Kippur, the guy might be trying to hold down the Kishka, but his machshav is on the Yom HaGolav HaNoim, his machshav is on tomorrow, and the Avodas HaYoim. His machshav is on Steiging, on getting a kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the tefillah that he's in the Davin, on as much Kedusha, on how careful he's going to be. On Moitzi Yom Kippur of Loisai, what's his mind on? The orange juice. After a long day with all the tea on my side, but he remembers the marble cake, his mother's marble cake, and the orange juice that they're serving. And is he going to get first shots at the spring peach juice this year? Because last year he didn't get it. He only got a cup of water. So he's all nervous, like he's maneuvering his way by Havdalah towards the peach juice to make sure that he gets blocks out the other guys. To start off with a problem, Ben Am Chaveo. But the Maisa, I have to have the peach, spring peach this year. Last year I didn't get it. So the Maisa, he's maneuvering his way. But even by Maiv already, everybody said, where's Machshava on it? Peach. I can't wait for the peach. And Machshava is on this food that he's going to eat that night. That's what I hope people are listening right now. But anyway, the Machshava is on the food. So the Maisa, Zokta Amoyed Gisoyt. No wonder it's not people get from the Shema. No more thing is sorry. The Shai, a person is where his Machshava is. His Machshava is. Even though he could be burping up the Cholent, but his Machshava is. In the Yom HaKadosh, that's where that person's holding. And if he can mamish like a Malach Hashem Tzvokai, he can mamish holding on a Majrega, a Sumi V'Neira, a whole day of fasting, a whole day of davening, learning Mishnayos, not wasting a second. But his machshav is on the orange juice. He's a shtick orange juice. But Meila, that's why he says Baruch Shem like a Ben Adam. That's the yisoid of Yisrael. That a person is where his machshav is. And the machshav is the thing that tightens up the mensch. Shulchan Aruch starts with Yisrael, which I believe it's a taka pella de gezach. Shulchan Aruch is supposed to be a daily activity, the Hilchos, the Chavetz Chaim and the Achtomet to Mishnah Brura writes how a person should tackle, learn Mishnah Brura and concentrate on Aruch Chaim, because, and that's why he started writing on Aruch Chaim, because these are things that are to get practical halacha, which you get day in, day out. So Mishnah Brura says this is a person should spend a lot of time learning these halacha to know how to be practical. practical halacha, what to do, is a kisei, what to do, in the shul, you know, when you're eating, what to do, in brachas, Shabbos, the daily life. Shulchan Aruch should, you know, what do you think should shut off? What bracha you make on a knish? You know, something that's really practical. Start off Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem, the Ramah, the first Ramah, called Abbas, Shivisi Hashem, the Negi son. Once it over, the Bele Elopian was known that his old age, he used to always get up early, but even his old age, he lived in the 96 or whatever, in the high 90s, and he used to be make his visas, even in his later years, when his mom was different, old man, to get up very early in the morning to be by Shachris early. So his grandchildren, he asked him, you know, Zayda, I'm a mighty old man, take it easy. So he said, you don't understand. After 120, soon I'm going to come up for my bells and shemayla. They're going to come and they're going to give me a din. In that din, they're going to open up Shulchan Aruch and go through sif after sif. You become this. I don't want them to get me at the first halacha. First halacha says a person should be oras hashacha. So the first halacha is oras hashacha, but the first ramah she vixi Hashem and negdi tamid. Good Baruch Hashem, it's a song, so we remember it. Shehoch lefnei Hashem, sheyishivasa shel Adam, yelo diburoi, sheyoyishem lefnei HaMelech, shivisi Hashem on that Yisrael. Who klal God of the Torah. Everyone knows v'hatlo lecha kamocha, everybody sings it together. Shivisi Hashem, we don't sing too much. It's too hard. V'hatlo lecha kamocha, everybody will sing. We'll make t-shirts, bumper stickers, v'hatlo lecha kamocha. Shivisi Hashem on that Yisrael is a big problem by everybody. It was a hard thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your actions. But I think the Kavanos of Shulchan Aruch HaVada is not only the Yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula, but it's the Yisoid of Sof Shulchan Aruch, the Sof Ma'aseh v'Machshav Tchilo. That the Shulchan Aruch ends off in Aruch Chaim, that Toiv Leiv Mishti Tomid. That good is that a person Mishti Tomid, the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, lived in the Shivisi Hashem HaNegdi Son. And this is the yisoid that we all have to realize, we have to take with us for Chodesh Adar, for the Ba'al of Simcha. The reason for the lack of Simcha today, Rabbi Yisai, why we're missing the Simcha, Rabbi Yisai, is because we're missing something so basic. And even the Gresta the Yeshiva Bacha and the Gresta the Lamdin, even people high madrigas and chora that we look, but there's a basic lack of a certain basis in Yiddishkeit that it's taka shvacha. Something that everybody around us, we notice it, but we tend to dismiss it without analyzing and without working on it. We just go by rote. And this is the metzias of the that Yibarishon is present in our lives. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Somed means that there's a basis, that every person has a recognition that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's in the veld. There's a Yibarishon in the veld, there's a Yibarishon running the veld, there's a Yibarishon in our lives, in our personal lives. And because we lack that recognition, because we lack that feeling, because we lack that Shaychus, we're missing something so eternal to our existence, to Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. The Tachlis from Kabbalah HaTorah was being a Beis HaMikdash, which was bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu down to this world, Rabbi Yisrael. As the Medrash said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I gave you the Torah, but Lakati, you took not only the Torah, you took me with it. The Torah is not something that's separate from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah is something that we take together with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Tachlis of Beis HaMikdash is V'shachanti B'soichom B'soich Kol HaChav Yechot. The Ravado, the Kabbalah HaTorah was a matzav to know what Kodesh Baruch Hu was rotzen in the world, to follow that rotzen, to be mutrach al-fi that rotzen, to live our lives in accord with that rotzen. Aber Avada, there's a gvaldic intention over here that it's not enough that we just learn the Torah. The Torah is a means to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the mitzvahs are. All the mitzvahs, the tachos of all the mitzvahs, all the svarim say, V'dovar is, V'voy Sidbok, V'dovak by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. On Torah we heard, the Rabchal says it, other svarim say it's the gress, the makariv, the thing that's makariv, a person most like Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why it could be that Davka noch Kabbalah Zatoyra. They had other mitzvahs. Of a Kabbalah Zatoyra is the Atom of the Shachanti B'soicha. The connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a personal relationship. When the Mishkan itself, Kiponim El Ponim, the Mishkan was, the Kruvim faced each other. Kiponim El Ponim. Thus made, the Chazal say, Ponim El Ponim, the Chazal Darshan, Ponim El Ponim, was a matzav. So the Gemara in Bava Basra Tzaditess, Pneim Yishal Ochiv, Upneim Al Abayis, Gemara has to steer, one place is the Krum, we're facing each other. This man, she saw Oysim Yitzhar Yishal Mokoyim, is Pneim Yishal Ochiv, the faces were facing each other. And when it wasn't Oysim Yitzhar Yishal Mokoyim, they were facing towards the Bayis, they were facing towards the Kapoiris. Thus meant, that the Torah wanted to tell us that the Yisoid, there's a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon him, upon him. There's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we feel his presence, be'etzim, upon him, upon him. And if Chas V'Shalom were not Oysim Ritzon Yishol Mokoyim, then Upnei Mishal Abayis, it's a simon that the relationship is being shtered. Oh, but the Tavkid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Metzias. In the Mokom, in the Kodesh HaKdoshim, the whole Tavki Tachos at the base of Mikdosh was the Kodesh HaKdoshim. And the Kodesh HaKdoshim had the Torah of the Orem. And the Tavlo was the Pnei HaKruvim. And the Kruvim were facing each other. Meaning the Tachos of everything was a relationship with HaKodesh Baruch. Shechina B'Tachtoinim means that HaKodesh Baruch wants to dwell amongst us. That he wants to have a real personal relationship with us. And the task it was that when we came to the Beis Hamidrash, the Rambam said, "La'hakim sham korbanis u'lechoy lachko et sholish pon b'shana yireh kol zechurcha k'shem shabal liras kach v'li rois." We said the task it was that a person should walk away from that experience. They should take away from that experience that the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kiponim el ponim k'shem shabal liras kach v'li rois, and that's what he's supposed to take away. The doctrine of the Beis Hamikdash was a mokoy to the Akronos HaKorbonis, which was a kapora for our Averis, which made the Kilu that the guf, as the Mephoshim bring down. What was the eating of Korbonis? Rabban and Tchirus Vayikra talks about it. Korbonis was like, it was the Lashon of Kirva, was a person to create a Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did it do that? The shtar between the Kirva and us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the fact that the guf, the kuf is mafsik. The neshama is tohoira. As of a rosa, tohoira he. What stands our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the kuf. The kuf which is choyte, the kuf which is roide, bachmetzoni shalom mazer, taivet shalom mazer. The kuf which wants to indulge in this world, for the sake of this world. The kuf which is mashpia on a person, to roide bachmet taivet shalom mazer, to roide bachmet kolt, domara. That goof is the mafsik in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A korban was that we took the goof of the behemoth and we said, Zeh tachat zeh, that this goof that was choyte, ki'ilu amakrib on the mizbeach, ki'ilu. And now that the etzim kirvo, that's be'etzim shayaf in the nishmas yisroel to kutshu brichu, can be reestablished, rededicated. So be'etzim, enoch anami, this came steer, but the Rambam zogt, that was the topic of it, but Enoch HaNami, that was Gubuf for Bor HaShroes HaShchina. Because the Mavsik, they know, they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Guf. And when we came up to Shalosh Ragon to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was again to create a Kirva. Kishin Shabbat Lirus Kavah Lirois. Shavad the Tavkid, the Tzur of how he did it was through the Chodin Goy Shalosh Hanam, Shalosh Pam Bashana, was the Kavah was at college, but the Tachlus was B'Shachati B'Soicham, B'Soich Kol Echav Echav. And only because we had a mokum to be makriv, if you honestly mikdash, make a mokum that's kodosh. Make a mokum that's kodosh. Make a mokum a bias. That's kodosh. It has all the kedusha shabai that a person tummy can't go there. That it has so much kedusha all over. As Tosfos says in Bava Basra, we mentioned that we used to come up to the Beis Hamikdash. They walked away in Yirei Shamayim. The man Yitzilma Liyiras Hashem's of Tosfos. They used to see the Kohanim and the Dosam, the Leviim and the Duchonim. When they used to see that massive in the Beis Hamikdash, there would be a Kavisa Yirei Shamayim. They would walk away different, changed people. So we have to have a Mokom that's totally kodesh. But the Tachlis, if you shachan to be, so you take it back to your house. That everybody's house should be a mikdash ma'at. That there should be a matzav of Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. And this creates, Rabbi Yisrael, the simcha of a person's life. When a person feels the kirva, when a person feels that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a chilk of his life. And so it's not easy, Rabbi Yisrael. But a person feels that. When a person feels a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there's a kirva. That creates a murder, the simcha of the etzem, a person coming home. That's the simcha of tshuva ve'etzem, but the simcha of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a connection to its makar, and that creates simcha. I heard once from Victor Miller, he said, the Gemara Bava Basra says, Mav is a odom. A man is called a boy'eh. Mav is a odom. What's that boy'eh? Mav is a odom. So it's a murder pshat. Mav is a odom. Boya, Lashem boya. Boya means to seek, to ask, to search. The person is called a searcher. A human being is a searcher. And we see that over and over again in the Matthias of the world today, Rabbi Isai. One of the biggest things that goes on in this Medina, Rabbi Isai, over and over again, soldiers finish the army, thousands and hundreds of thousands, they run out of here, like mass exoduses. And where do they go? They go around the world. They go to islands, farthest away places. People who leave Eretz Yisrael, they go into these mamish ashrams all over the world with the monks. And the skunks and everything out there, Rabbi Yisrael. And they're looking for it. The Buddhism, this ism, they worship cows and horses and geese, and they're running to this guy and that guy. And the mamish looking, what's going on? And they can't find that. All types of drugs, all types of crazy things are going out. And all over the world, mamish, you find them. They have a minyan on the top of the mountain of Tibet somewhere. They have a chabad over there. Why? Because there's Jews out there. I just saw a whole article of a Baal Tshuva place putting on tefillin in Tibet on the mountain top, wearing your mountain climbing boots. Mamish, guys with long hair down, mamish to their shoelaces. I don't know if it's a Shabbat, it's a mitzvah, she has man gloma. Women don't put on tefillin, but for my son, it looks like Nishnoshim putting on tefillin over there with these long hairdos and who knows what. And these guys are coming back. But they first travel the whole entire world. They try this, they try that. What's pshat? So Kavidim Mil pshat. Mav is a odo. Man is a search. What's he searching for? What are we all searching for? It's pashit. The neshama is a chedek of a kamim mal. It is, comes from a source of, and even a goy batsman has a certain type of but a yid for sure is a chelek elikamima. That means your source, where you come from, your origin is itachas kisei hakavod a chelek elikamima. That's who you are. That's your essence. Your whole guf is your begim, as we spoke many times. Mimela, that neshama is searching to reconnect with its creator. It wants to meet up with its creator, with its Abba, with its creator. Every people around the world today go search with genes, they're checking the DNA to find maybe I have a sister in Guatemala, some sister there, once, who knows why, to check the DNA after 50 years, to find out, maybe there's a relative, a distant relative. People go to Rahman al-Islam, Mahavdil, but they go to the Holocaust museums, and they check records and records. Maybe there was a distant 18th cousin of mine who had the same name. Maybe, you know, they're living somewhere else. Family, and so a father, a mother, who, to go back home, Rabbi, who was not waiting to go back home, right? The simcha. At least till you get into your first fight. At least the simcha to go back home, Rabbi Zai. Mom's applesauce. I can't wait. Chopped applesauce. I'm my favorite. Mom's applesauce. I can't wait. Mom's on the plane. He's dreaming about it. In between the movies. But he's dreaming about his mother's favorite dish. Pineapple chicken. I can't wait the first Shabbos. To go back. Why? This is the sauce. Everybody wants to go home. It's the sauce. Not the pineapple, it's the sauce, the makor. Zotir, that's the pshat why man's called boya, he's a searcher. He's always searching to connect. That the Mabit says, pshat and tshuva. Tshuva means to return. What do you mean to return? What do you mean return? What are you returning to? Returning to the source. The simcha, when a person has, and he finally finds it. When he finally finds the makor, that's the greatest simcha. But he's a searcher, he's always searching. Maybe it's this, maybe it's this. Maybe it's this drug, maybe it's that thing, maybe something will get it to him, but he doesn't get there because he doesn't realize the search won't end until he reaches and reconnects with the source. And there's where the simcha is. Finding the Ribbono Shel'olam in our lives, finding the Ribbono Shel'olam in our own individual lives, Rabbi Yisrael, to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's going to be going simcha. Mishenichnas odor marbin b'simcha zok rashi yimei purim u'pesach. People forget Nisan, they forget, oh, I'm simple, we finished. No, Rakhwat Rashi, Mashma Chodesh Nisan also. Chodesh, you may Purim or Pesach. Because the Pshad is, you may Nisan, the Pshad and the Nes, the Pshad is a Meredic Hashkoch HaPratis. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mavet to Klai Yisrael B'Prat. Shema Yisrael Hashem Adokeinu Zok Dugoyin Adokeinu. The person has to say Hashem Adokeinu. His specific God means Hashkoch HaPratis B'Kol Echad V'Echad. That's the mitzvahs of these yomim, Rabbi Yisrael. That a person has to mistakel, you may need him as days that be'etzim, the Hashbah is dear for the next again. And the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Sfasem says, Mishnichas Odor Aleph Dor, that the Bereshim is Dor Amar, is Dor by us, he's with us. There's an extra tifa, Hashkoch HaPratis. And you may need him, Rabbi Yisrael. That the Zman HaNeis, that's maybe the Taich, that they saw, Aroah Shivcha, Ayam Asharoah, Cheskab and Buzi, they saw the Yibayin Shalom, the Pshad is B'Shad's Neis, you see the Yibayin Shalom, the Oifin, you can see it, Mamish HaZoivi, our friend, Kipon Al Apon him, that's the Metzias of Neis, the boy said, and the Neis Goloi, the Metzias is, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you may Purim who pays on his manim of Neis, especially Purim, which was his man from Hest upon him. When Rashi says in Shavuos Peches that there was a Kabbal Torah Me'ava, there was a new Kabbal that Torah Me'rotzo, to serve a Kodesh Baruch on a different oifin. So Rashi took Ava Taneis, the love of the Neis, back to Maral, the word Nisim. Till then, Zok the Goin, in his period should grow. On Mizgilas Esther, of it, all those nisim that they had till now was toch givu upon him. The Kodesh Baruch was misgal. They saw they were in the midbar. It was toch misgalas gedoyla givu. Hakadosh Baruch was beetzem. But in the zman from Hest upon him, with the Gemara Zokin Chulin Kuflam and Tes Esther and Atorim Inoyin Shano Anoichi Hast upon him. It was a murderic Hest upon him. It was a matter they didn't see. They saw the Xavier's were murderic. It was Hest upon it, Rakhadosh Baruch Hu. There was Churban Abayis. Mitoch that Hest upon it. They saw that it was Kula Rakhadosh Baruch Hu. Nays after nays. It was not shy to tie it up another way. If you're looking with pushing the glasses, Mordechai's Taka Dafke in the Chotzer, when Pixashas are plotting, the Ganser Mahalach of the Megillah, Rabbi Yisrael, yet the Prat of Prat, Rakhadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned because it's Megillah's Esther. Oh, but Megillah's Hester, the Gila was returned to Hester. And they saw Kutchibrichu's Yad. That was the Ayat HaNes, Dr. Goy. Mimela kiblu, there was a daya kabbalah ha'Torah boisah. They understood that they have to make a deeper connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to them. First the Hester point. So we have to create and make an higher connection, a deeper connection. Mitoich rotzoim, kiblu mikiblu ayhudim. That was the Yisod of Purim, Rabbi Yisod. And that's the Yisod of Mishnah Nichlas on the Ma'am of Simcha. The Simcha comes when a person knows and he feels, when he walks in the street and he feels that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him at every moment. How can a person not be Simcha? The Melech Malchim Amlochim, the most powerful, but he's with me every second. He's with me every second. How is it not trying to be happy, Rabbi Yisod? The Yisod is with me. He had the Prat to Prat, he had the Mokum and Mokum, wherever I go. Rebbeinu Hashem is there. And a person has to look for it, Rabbi Yisai. I found it in Eretz Yisrael, which the Gemara says, Chazal Darsh, and Eni HaKech HaBom, and Reish Shash HaNad Achor HaShona. A person has to look for the Ashkog HaPratis. The Ashkog HaKlos of Christ, HaKadosh, protecting us, millions of Arabs, Rabbi Yisai, every day plotting, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, that it's a nice gun, Rabbi Yisai, we walk around, we get on the bus, off the bus, here, there, there, and Rabbi Yisai, Rachmai, 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 It's a day's galu. Every day, or another people who are here, it should have been, they saved. The voice is anisim gluyim. We don't look about it. We have, we go on past the chips, Rabbi. Maybe what's for supper? Maybe we could pump it up a little more. Maybe some poppers tonight. We don't want to have other poppers, so give us some poppers to eat. But the person that doesn't realize the person of his mom is showing him, because door of the door, the little Chalusayu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzil, it's not enough just to sing it, Rabbi Yisai. Get it with Shweki. You have to feel the words. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzil, the little Chalusayu, Mamish. Just be, I'm shugging in Iran, Mamish, any second, one button, Rabbi Yisai. It's Nisim Gluyim, Rabbi Yisai. But we don't even see that. But we have day in, day out, Rabbi Yisai. We have a shkocha process in our lives. We say in Moedim every day, Rabbi. Anybody say it? I don't know, you may have to check up tomorrow if you say it. Skip it. So, the stipler, says that the Gemara says a human side and a Samach test. The Gemara says that they want to abolish a Kela Godel Akibiva Noira. Because Ayek Vuroisa, where's Hashem's Gvura? Until Anshik Nesak Dola came back, they put it back in. Why? Because they said, this is, forget, that is Hashem's Kvura. They remain silent among, but if they want to take it out the words, they want to take it out of the Shemona Esrei. In fact, this type, what's Pshat? So this type, look, they wanted to take it out because they didn't see. The Doris before didn't see. The original Doris do it. They started, they didn't see Akel HaGola Givu HaNoyu. So what? Say it anyway. Who cares if you see it or not? So this type, look, Shmoina Esrei, we don't just say babble words. We're talking to the Ibn Shalom. The Ibn Shalom is MS. If we didn't see, they held. If we didn't see that, we didn't see Akela Gola Gibba, we don't see the Gvura, we don't see it. So Ayei Gvura Yisav. So you can't say the words. Say it anyway, George. What's the difference? Just say it. No, if it's not MS, we're not going to say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus may, that everything in Shmoina Esrei, just the Stibler, is MS Lamita. Ve'al Nisecho Shebechol Yoyim Imanu. What do you mean? Come on, Rabbi. We'll cut that out. We'll cut down Shmoneh Esrei another 3 minutes. We'll cut it out. But he said, how can you say it? Check it. But he said, "El vice dois, kol yoyim v'yoyim d'anisim happening to us around us." And the person takes out a second to look at it. Takes out a second in his life to look at the nisim that he has. The nisim in the storm, what we call, that person's breathing, that person wakes up in the morning, opens his eyes, that person, you know, can function like normally. You go to a hospital, see people on respirators, this things, dialysis, and his body works normally. That's nisecha shebechol yom avada. Finally, for nisecha, but shebechol yom, mamish every second if nisecha. But there's hashkocha protest that's going on in our lives. Rabbi Yisai, a guy's going for a bus, he gets on the bus and he meets a friend that he just had to speak to. And what does the person say about that? Okay, coincidence. Rabbi, you know, more than coincidence happened to me today. You're going down the street and you just need a certain thing, and there it is, just in front of your eyes. Coincidence. What does it think for a second? I once had a story, I told it a few years ago. I came with my wife, we first newly married, we came to the airport to We had brought with us a lot of stuff. We had married in 7 months. Went to America for a chas of a mishpacha, and we came back with a mamish, a lot of stuff. We newly went, you know, you come back with your with a mamish as much as you can stuff on. And we said, you know what? Well, worst time, you know, we'll try to get it on board. It was TWA then. So we came to the airport. At the airport, we get there, and I had like we had like four suitcases, and we had this toaster oven and a separate bag and mamish. So I told my wife before, just, you know, throw in a duffel bag just in case, you know, they tell us there's extra, maybe we could, you know, and no, but also there was stuffed, the suitcase of mamish stuffed, mamish. Mamish, overweight, according to all sheetis. Every sheet that was overweight. So the kids, so we start, so I told my wife, throw in one of the things, a duffel bag, just in case, we don't have to pay for each one overweight, so we'll, you know, we'll take out from each one, we'll put it into the duffel bag. So we get there with like five suitcases, six suitcases. And we go to the guy, we speak to him, you know, newlywed couple going back to Israel. So we had this big black spots over there. So I'll never forget it. $89. $89. Okay, for the extra, no, Rabbi. $89, not only for the extra, because every single suitcase is way overweight. $89. The kids said, I don't know, what are we going to do over here? And the mom was just like, five, six, I didn't have the money on me anyway, it's not shaykh. The kids said, So I thought, okay, well, let's start empty out, you know, socks, everybody in front of everybody, you know, take out the socks and everything, stuffing into this duffel bag. But the kids, in the meantime, looking around, I see this guy walking over with like two bags, he doesn't have three bags. You take one suitcase, I got one suitcase on with him. Then I go to another guy, you take another suitcase, yeah, another suitcase. Then the toast oven, he's like, yeah, I'll take the toast oven. The kids, so we have like, we got it down to the room and this duffel bag. But then I noticed the duffel bag, it was an old army duffel bag. I didn't know what to do with it. Because I forgot, we didn't have a rope. You know, the old army duffel bag, you go in and out through the holes. It was an open duffel bag. One of these old, my wife didn't realize it was old. The kids, I don't know what I'm going to do. The whole old duffel bag's full, but there's nothing to tell you. The whole top is open. The kids, the verse said, till today I don't know where it came from. I have the story written down once because it was in the spoils. I looked down 2 feet away, there was a rope there. I don't know where it came from, I don't know how it got there. There was a rope, mamish a rope. And I took the rope and I put it through and it fit exactly through each loop and enough to tie the zach. I found another person to kick that one on and I walked by the guy and I waved to the shvatzer. I didn't have to pay $89, not even one penny, $89. But I'm just, the hashkafa plus of getting each bag, but then there was a rope there, by side. So you can walk out, what a coincidence, somebody, but a person thinks for a chapter of a second, by side. It happens throughout a person's day, sometimes a little bit later. But a person thinks about it, but it's a kiss from a Kodesh Baruch. That's what you make Nisim out of, by side. You make Nisim, everybody talks about it as a kiss, a kush from a Kodesh Baruch. When a person gets a kush, he feels good, he feels happy, he feels somebody's taking care of him. And a person lives with a Kodesh Baruch in his life, there's no shout. That's the shame she minichas of a matin besimcha. What's the matin besimcha? Because of represents churban. What's churban richok HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kach v'shenichnas odor, she may purim u'peisach, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But the Yimei Nisim is the pshat, and there's a man for Nes. K'shem sh'os in Nisim b'zman hazeh. It's a zman of Nes. And a zman of Nes is mesugol an extra siyat nishma, an extra hashkocha pratis of Isa. That's the kishay. Because Chodesh Od represents the richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chodesh Od represents the kiruv of Isa. The Ibn Shem wants to come close. The Ibn Shem wants to be shoychim b'soychim. The shayla is that we left. We should be zoychim b'Isa Hashem of Isa. He wants the person, Rebbe, how do I get simcha? It's not going to be with Arak. That's reik. Kabor reik. Ein boy mayim. Avon choshim v'akavim yesh boy. That's arak. The drinking and all the things, like Avad has to take away the daigah of our side. Or with the yisoid, how yisoid is the person has to come to akora, for the kodesh bo, hashkocha boy, lom boy, on every single one of us. Elokeinu. But the person has to come on Purim to that, to the feeling that akodesh, b'toch de all this kasus, b'toch rachmol etzlan, there's tremendous hest upon him. Well, there's a tremendous hashkol that Kosh Baruch Hu's made to Menach Harakim. And you make Purim on days where it's Shaykh. It's from Chodesh Odeh, but Yishalmi holds, you can read the Megillah from the beginning of the Chodesh, and Chodesh HaNepach, that from the beginning of the month already, the Nitzotis from Nizim Yarm already here, Avoysah. You make Purim U'Pesach, but Shinichnas Odeh. That a person can tap into these Nitzotis, Avoysah, to feel the hashkol, to feel HaKodesh Baruch Hu's presence. the Aleph Dor, not the Svasemes. Look, the Yerushalayim is Dor amongst us, he's there, he wants to dwell. The Shechati is a Kolecha Ve'echot. This is the Chodesh, Rabbeisai, where a person can tap into that. And when he does, Rabbeisai, that's him, there's the Simcha, Rabbeisai. His Machshav is holding with Aleph Dor, that he could be in any Mokoi, but he'll be Simcha, Rabbeisai. Because Hot the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's the Shah not to be Besimcha? All the atzvahs, all the feeling of sadness, Rabbeisai, that comes because the Baruch Hu, it's empty. We're empty from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're empty! There's no Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives! The person, he's with the Yeshiva, he should wore a Shalino hat. 45 minutes trying to figure out which course of little hat I have, could I wear a black hat? And he has Mamaj, Yeshiva should pay his Mamaj house. But if you think about it, Kodesh Baruch Hu once in the day, he made 100 brachos because he's a dark day, could be all the shittas, he wants to be saying all the shittas, he wants to get made of brachos for Yoim. Once did he think that Baruch Shalom? He's learning Torah! But once did he think about the Baruch Shalom? Three tefillahs he came to. Did he think once about the Ibn Shalom? His kiruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Afkamina is a boy side. It's throughout his day. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, with the kiruv of tefillah. If it's Davka be sorrow, or is it din to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillah itself, you have to Shmon Esri itself, or the Kuli Alma of Adah. The person in a matzav of tzara, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day. A guy told me, like, I can't wait to put him, how am I going to daven? I said, no, it's not be by doing davening. It could be in the beginning of the day. It could be, you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you daven. Say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day. A person who feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It was among the Rishiva, Shlita, the Scheinberg. A mensch was, Shivisi Hashem is taka mamish, a real thing. The tefillin and talesim. But always out the day, tata. I always had Rashiva, tata, all day. I was Zisa tata, but the Rashiva, I saw it, it was real. He felt the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was all the Siyat Yishmael he had and all in Yonah, but it's because he feels the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom is a real thing. It's a real thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Something real. This is what you have to work on, Rabbi Yisrael. These days, the time to work on this Madrig, this field. The person has to be real by them. Uri Zohar tells the last joke that he made with when he was like the Rebbe, when he was coming from, he was going out. He told us this mice, this joke with that there was two yeshiva bachrim that were they rented this motorcycle and they were going from, they were running around Yerushalayim Amish place to place, and there was a cop trying to cop them for misdemeanor in traffic, something to do something wrong with them, too fast, too this, cutting traffic. And he couldn't chop them. So he slowed over to them, and he said, what's pshat, you guys? What's the pshat? You guys are, I can't chop you for anything. Your mom is, doing things, but everything's a people. He says, we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us on the... I got you guys. Three guys on a motorcycle is a von plea, is a van traffic of air. Three guys on the motorcycle. But it has to be real, Rabbi Yisrael. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and all this stuff. I'm not saying it's very nice. It's all nice. But and the shaila where it's coming from, which injection it came from. But the Maisa, I'm not saying it could be there's spoilers, but we as Yeshiva Bachur have to spend some time, Rabbi Yisrael, especially these days. Shidduch is other. A person wants to taste Emes the Simcha, Rabbi Yisrael. Emes the Simcha? It's from the Hagosha that he has a Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those who, that the Kesher is Rochoik, so the Maisa he's not going to feel. He's going to feel Rochoik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shidduch is of Mamatim B'Simcha. The grass to Mekayev is Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. The grass to thing that brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. But we have to develop the relationship. It has to be real. It has to be emistic. Boruch Ato Hashem, but Ato. We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally. As Rabbi Aaron Kalina, they once came to him. As Chassid gave him an apple to make a bracha on. And he saw him eating the apple, and the Chassid was this. Gabba was sitting there looking at the Rebbe eating the apple. And he says, what's the pshat? He was thinking to himself. The Rebbe, the Kalina Rebbe said to him, Gabba, I know what you're thinking. You look at me eating an apple and you say, what's the difference between me and you? So I said, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is Pashit. By me, I see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria. I get up in the morning, I see the Bria. I take a breath of fresh air. I open my eyes. I see the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mayur the Bria. All I want to do is Bishabeach HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I want to just sing, say HaKodesh Baruch Hu's praise the whole day. I want to talk to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I want to speak to him. But I have a problem. You can't just make brachas. It's a brachah levatala. And therefore, I go ahead and I take an apple. Baruch Atah Hashem, you, on the other hand, you feel like you want to fress. You want to eat an apple. Not just an apple, maybe apple cake. So Mela, that's your interest. You make a bracha because you can't eat without making a bracha. But I make the bracha. I eat because I want to make the bracha. You make the bracha because you want to eat. The person who really wants to get a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his brachas are andrish. He talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem. I guarantee you, Rabbi Yisrael, the person taku who thinks in the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, his machshava is Baruch Atah Hashem. I guarantee that those machshavas licked the marvin b'simcha, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be zoicha to bring the Kodesh Baruch of our lives. Zoicha, to feel his presence. To feel his closeness, especially on Yom Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, Yom Kippurim. And the person can get to Madrigas of Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he might not be able to reach even on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael. Zoicha to the Simcha. Lech Echo B'Simcha, after Yom Kippur, we say, Lech Echo B'Simcha. There's a murder of Simcha after Yom Kippur, because we're Mevatel, the ganze Gashmi. And we direct our ruchni to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lech Echo B'Simcha. That these days of Purim and Pesach should lead us to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Amurya Diga Keshe. Attack which we ought to be married with Simcha. Bizucha to realize and to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And Bizucha to his Skalas Hamiti, the Diaz Mashiach Sitenu.